Here we are in today's edition of City Watch, and I have my very good friend, Sarah Lind, and between us, we're going to talk today about the River City Municipal Band and this season's schedule.
Between us, we are one quarter of the board of directors of the River City Municipal Band, so there you go.
And so what we thought today is that, first off, the River City Band is all volunteers. If you play tambourine, you can come and play in the band.
Oh, yes. Yeah, All musicians welcome. All skill levels welcome.
And
no auditions.
Probably one of the things that everybody asks all the time is, you know, do I have to try out? No. Bring your horn with the 5 pounds of dust that is on it. Bring it in, dust it off, and we'll give you some music to play. And we usually do middle school to high school. What do we call
Difficulty level. Yeah, very accessible.
Very accessible. Music. And it's just great that we do that. So go ahead and.
Well, I was going to comment on what you said. So people many times, if you talk to them about the River City Municipal Band, our area's all-volunteer community band, and they'll say, oh, I played, you know, and they'll say some exotic, wonderful thing like bassoon or something, you know, in high school, but I haven't done it since. And I always say, then you are eminently qualified. Right. Come on up and join us. That's the thing about playing an instrument. It's kind of, if you're a band kid, it's one of those, if you know, you know, kind of things. Yeah. Band is fun. Band always was fun. It was all, you know, different kinds of people who enjoy playing music. And so that's what we do in the summer here in Clinton, is just bring together anybody, students. So really, we have some middle school students, if they feel confident enough, all the way up to seasoned adults who played long, long time ago in school. And the neat unifying thing is that everybody loves to be in band if you were ever in band. It's really fun. And then we make this music that we can take around to different events in and around the Clinton area all throughout the summer. And we are a summer band. This is not a year-round thing. It's just a summer fun band to bring fun to the events in the Clinton in the summer, Clinton area.
And definitely we have, including me, senior adults that play in the band.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And,
well, sure.
And I'm not the most senior. And I'm
No. No, we've had people in their 90s.
Because
band is something you can do.
You can do.
And your whole life.
Yep.
Just play an instrument.
And like say, hey, we're in two parades this summer, but we don't walk in the parade.
No, we don't march. No,
we roll.
Yeah, we roll.
We sit on the seat and we put a tarp over us.
Kind of like a big shade, kind of like a parade float kind of thing.
A parade float, yep. Mm-hmm. So where else are we going to do here? You can talk about where we're
going. Well, we have, let's count them. 9 gigs this summer, May through July, but then we do have a special one in September that we'll talk about, and that's kind of an outlier because it's this year, and we'll tell you about that. But so we like to go around to different events and things that are happening in our community, and the thing that usually gets our summer started is an observance of Memorial Day. Clinton and Fulton come together. Is it their, we say their AMVETS and, or is it American
and,
Legion?
Yeah, American Legion American and Legion. AMVETS. It's called the Gateway Patriotic Committee.
Ah, okay, and observe Memorial Day, and then observe all the veterans who have died in our area over the last year. And so that is traditionally held at Lemke Funeral Home. So that's Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th. It's in the morning. The band plays some before the ceremony music, and then we play the Star Spangled Banner, and then we play some patriotic music afterwards, and then that nice program is a part of it too.
Yep.
So we'll do a tag team here, because that was my turn. Now it's your turn.
So, and then on Wednesday, June 3rd, we have the Mayor's Lodge concert. And thank you to the Park and Recreation Department for letting us use the lodge up there.
The beautiful Eagle Point Park.
And with the new floor that's up there, it's just beautiful. If you haven't been up there yet, this will give you an opportunity to do that. That'll be at 6:30 on Wednesday, June 3rd. And
is that our floor opening, our floor christening concert, maybe?
Well, our floor christening concert, sure.
Okay. It's been christened probably already.
It's been christened, yeah. There's already been 10 weddings, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then the Mayor Scott will be up there, and he'll conduct I can't remember the name of the song that he conducts for us.
Stars and Stripes Forever is his specialty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's next, the fun one at your place?
So then when it gets to Saturday, June 13th, at the Felix Adler Children's Discovery Center, they're throwing a party called Felix Adler Day. And it's indoors and out, big family festival all day long. And the band always plays that one under the big top tent at noon on Saturday, June 13th. And the band is just one of many nice attractions and local organizations that will be featured. Also, let's see, Millennia Taekwondo and Carousel School of Dance. And, oh gosh, just off the top of my head. So a lot of performers will be going, but the band is at noon, and it is under the tent in the shade. So come on downtown and listen to free music. We'll play patriotic, also some show tunes and some circus ditties, which the music, the circus songs that are really fast and go, and they're really energetic, they're called screamers.
Screamers, okay.
Yeah, so maybe we'll throw a screamer in there.
Well, in the last few seconds that we have, we're going to have two Troll Tour concerts. One at Lions Farmers Market and one at Bickle Hop Arboretum. And then we'll have the place in the windmill over at in Fulton. We'll be at the Comanche Days Parade and the 4th of July Parade here in Clinton. And then for the 25th remembrance of 9/11 this year on September 11th, we'll be playing at that for that memorialization too. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all the time we have for today. So until next time, this has been Greg Obrin for City Watch.